Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. This past week, two events have occurred in the Western region that I think are important for you all to hear about. First is a new development in the Ashley Johnson Barr case. On Monday, June 21st, Peter Wilson, under a plea deal, has pled guilty to murder and sexual assault charges for killing the 10-year-old girl. The plea comes with a sentence of 198 years in prison, with 99 years suspended. His sentencing has been scheduled for September 21st. The second occurred last weekend. A 20-year-old man, Hugh Bubba Gregory, was driving a four-wheeler when he was struck by a drunk driver and has been seriously injured. He was medevaced to Anchorage and has undergone several surgeries already and has many more to go. I'll be sharing the link to Hugh's GoFundMe page on the website and the Facebook page. Hugh currently is in a medically induced coma and will have a rough recovery ahead of him. Even the littlest amount will help. Today's case occurs in Mountain Village, which is 111 miles north of Bethel. It takes about 57 minutes by bush plane to get there. This Yupik village is located on the Yukon River. In a 2000 census, there were 755 people, 183 households, and 146 families in the village. The racial makeup at the time was 6.36% white, 90.46% Alaska Native, 0.13% Pacific Islander, and 3.05% two or more races. The median income for a household was $31,250, and for a family was $30,000. 21.1% of families and 22.2% of the population were below the poverty line. Mountain Village is the location for the district office of the Lower Yukon School District. The podcast Snap Judgment, Season 11, Episode 4, followed Mountain Village VPO, Anna Bill, and interviewed her. They also touched upon the case that we did today. So if you'd like to hear from Anna Bill and the parents of Coy Bryan, please go listen to their podcast. On April 24th, 2018, 16-year-old Raymond Landlord allegedly broke into the home of 18-year-old Coy Bryan. Landlord is believed to have entered the house by breaking a window with his hand covered by his sleeve. Upon entering the house, Landlord located a .22-caliber pistol that belonged to the Bryans. Landlord shot at Coy to assure Coy would not see his face. Coy started to run away from Landlord while he fired the pistol twice more. One shot hit Coy in the back of the head. While Coy was on the ground, Landlord stood over him and shot one final shot, execution style, into Coy. Landlord then stole three more guns, including the one he used to shoot Coy, and more than $400 from the Bryan household. Following the murder, landlord took the guns with him hunting. During his hunting trip, he allowed his friend to shoot all four guns. According to the friend, when he shot the .22, landlord made the remark that this is the gun I used to kill Coy. Landlord threw the guns into a hole in the frozen Yukon River. He spent the money that he had stolen on marijuana and alcohol he then gave to other teens. Landlord's mother is one of Mountain Village's VPOs and was suspicious that her son knew more than he had first let on. His mother called the troopers and drove Landlord to an interview. During this interview, troopers claim Landlord confessed to the murders. On April 29th, 2018, Raymond Landlord was charged with first-degree murder, burglary, tampering with evidence, and second-degree theft. His bail was set at $750,000. Landlord is still awaiting trial. On May 17, 2018, the Alaska State Troopers arrested the village police officer, John Hunter. John Hunter was one of the VPOs in Mountain Village. He had been in charge of watching over Coy's body at the crime scene. During that time, Hunter confessed that he took Coy's cell phone out of his pocket. Later, he tried to break into the phone, though it was locked, and he tried to get rid of any way for police to track the phone back to him. This didn't work, and the troopers traced the phone back to him. He later did strike a plea deal and pled guilty to the charges. Coy Bryan was born January 25th, 2000, in Grant Pass, Oregon, to Jim and Eunice Bryan. Coy was set to graduate May 5th of 2018, 11 days after his death. Coy had chosen his senior motto to be, "It doesn't matter." Coy had many plans for the future, including a trip to visit his grandparents, before returning to Alaska and beginning to work in Anchorage. Coy wanted to work as a gunsmith. He enjoyed playing video games with his friends, and he had made many friends from different locations and countries. Coy was always encouraging and supportive to his friends, both online and in person. Coy enjoyed outdoor activities such as hunting and subsistence gathering. His family described him as gentle, caring, loving son, brother, cousin, and nephew. He's dearly missed by all that knew him. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, for our season one season finale, we are going to be looking at the Bethel jailbreak that occurred in 2017. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.